There may be many different reasons why kids leave high school before graduation. But whatever those reasons are, researchers say they're likely to have their roots in the sixth grade. Why sixth grade? Because that's when most students in Florida make the transition from elementary to middle school. It can be a very tough year, says Putnam County School Superintendent Phyllis Criswell.
They come out of elementary school where they've been in classrooms with their teacher all day long, and then suddenly they're thrown into middle school and they're changing classes 4 and 5 and 6 times a day and expected to be more mature than I really think that they are.
According to the research, students who go to middle school in the sixth grade experience a significant drop in their reading and math scores. They're also somewhat more likely to drop out of high school by the 10th grade. There's just too much at stake, Criswell says, to throw kids into middle school before they're ready.
When they get to high school, they're earning credits to graduate, and they can actually earn credits in 7th and 8th grade towards high school graduation. So we really need a year to prepare them for all of that.
So Criswell created the C.L. Overturf 6th Grade Center in Palatka. The center opened its doors last week to nearly 400 students who come from all 5 of Palatka's public elementary schools.
Hopefully, socially and emotionally, we can do some unique things with them that we couldn't do if we had all 3 grades together.
Students at the 6th grade center are on a block schedule, meaning they have 5 class periods a day: reading, math and science, language arts and social studies, an elective, and lunch. According to Assistant Principal Mike Tucker, students have 30 minutes to eat. The other 30 minutes are spent in the classroom for what Tucker calls peer mentoring.
And we separate those by gender. So the girls have certain teachers they go to. There we'll do like data chats. We can do assemblies if we need to by gender. We can talk about issues. You know, we can check on grades.
But not today. Today is the first Friday of the first week of the new school year. So really the only pressing matter students have at this point is how to find all of their classes. Most schools would probably just hand out maps. Here the students go on a scavenger hunt, solving clues that will lead them to places like the music room, the media center, and the front office, and then collecting signatures to prove that they were there.
Good for them to figure out where everything is.
Reading teacher Sarah Shosey stands outside her classroom, watching as groups of students learn their way around the school by learning to work together. Teamwork, she says, is what the new sixth grade center is all about.
Like, I'm a team 2 teacher, so all of us have the same kids. So, you know, we have 70, 75 kids, and we all have the same kids, so we can sit at our meetings and talk about them and not have, oh, I don't know who that kid is, I don't have him. So it's working out. I think that's going to be something really good this year.
Not only are the teachers working with each other, they're also working with the teachers at Jenkins Middle, where all of Palatka's 7th and 8th graders now go to school. Media specialist Lee Porch says they just want to make sure that the 6th graders are ready for what comes next.
Getting them thinking about the things that they need to be thinking about earlier and guiding them into 7th and 8th grade. I think if you can get them to 9th grade and they haven't already gone wrong, I think they'll be okay, and I think we are. I think we're going to save a bunch of them this way.
The students in this inaugural 6th grade class will graduate in 2020. They're expected to do great things. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.